It's Thursday, August 13th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Pastor and missionary Jean Jacob Paul died last Tuesday after a targeted shooting in Haiti. As the director of Souls Winning Ministries, based in La Plaine, Haiti, Paul served the people there for 17 years, starting a ministry to orphan children, planting churches across the country, and establishing a Bible college. Paul notably faced off with voodoo priests who told him to leave or die, to which Paul said, quote, King Jesus is taking over Haiti. It is time for you to repent and come to Jesus or leave, end quote. Since then, the voodoo priests who threatened Paul have left Haiti, died, or come to Christ. Psalm 116, verse 15 says, Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. The French National Assembly voted this month in favor of a bill to effectively legalize the murder of unborn babies for any reason up to birth. Around 220,000 babies die from abortion each year in France. The Assembly also voted for state-funded artificial procreation for women living in vile passions with other women. About 10% or 4,170 deaths will be removed from England's coronavirus death toll after updating their tracking method. Meanwhile, the UK economy fell into recession for the first time in 11 years due to the coronavirus lockdowns. On Sunday, New Zealand celebrated 100 days since any spreading of the coronavirus, although 4 new cases popped up since then. On Tuesday, Russia became the first country to approve a coronavirus vaccine, but scientists say it has not been thoroughly tested. And on Wednesday, in America's coronavirus epicenter of New York, the infection rate fell below 1%, and schools across the state are set to reopen this fall. California's San Luis Obispo County District Attorney Dan Dow has declared his county as a sanctuary county for churches. Dow said he will not prosecute churches that meet for worship and sing in their building, activities which Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom has banned in most counties during the coronavirus pandemic. Listen to Dow's comments.
Today, in 2020, more than ever, we need more people attending their houses of worship and seeking help from the Almighty for an answer to the coronavirus.
Romans 13, verse 3 says, For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. President Donald Trump took shots at Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden last week, saying the former vice president follows a radical left agenda, opposing God and the Bible. Although Biden identifies as a Catholic, Trump told reporters he couldn't see how a man of deep religion could agree with the, quote, Biden-Sanders manifesto, end quote, which supports abortion and sexually perverted lifestyles. Franklin Graham announced he will be leading a prayer march in Washington, D.C. next month ahead of the November election. During these times of national turmoil, Graham said he wants to point the nation to God, not to politics, saying such a turn was the country's only hope. And finally, The Worldview spoke to Luke Imperato, a biblical counselor with Pure Life Ministries based in Williamstown, Kentucky. He's a man you would think would have been least likely to become addicted to pornography.
I grew up in a Christian family, grew up homeschooled in a conservative home, and was exposed to pornography at a young age. Probably around 12 or 13, I think, was the first time that I viewed pornography.
Ultimately, his addiction to pornography not only became increasingly deviant, but it led to a double life.
As time went on, the pornography I was viewing got worse and worse, which is common. And then by the time I was in my 20s, I started acting out. By my late 20s, was visiting massage parlors and hiring prostitutes until it finally got exposed. My whole double life got exposed.
Thankfully, Luke Imperato's pastor recommended the 9-month-long residential treatment program of Pure Life Ministries in Williamstown, Kentucky.
When I reached out to my pastor, he recommended Pure Life Ministries, and I am so glad that I came through. The person who would be interested in coming to Pure Life Ministries residential program is someone who has really come to the end of their fight, and they want to do everything they possibly can to find freedom. If that's the position they're in and they're desperate and willing to do whatever it takes, then our residential program is life-changing. I went through the residential program myself in 2015. Phenomenal. So I would highly recommend, if you're looking to be radical and do everything you possibly can to deal with this addiction, our residential program is the way to go.
Dustin Smith, another graduate of the residential program, shared his testimony of addiction to pornography, followed by freedom through Christ.
So growing up, I was raised in a good Christian home, you would say. Some friends in elementary school kind of exposed me to some stuff that otherwise I probably wouldn't have been at such young of an age. Around probably age 9, I went on the internet, and what started as just looking up some images or questions, things I wanted to know as a kid, led to my first seeing pornography. When I first saw the pornographic images, it woke something up in me that I didn't even know was there, a strong desire for what I was seeing. I had a sense of shame and guilt, and I always felt very dirty afterwards. From freshman year to senior year, the amount of pornography I was looking at probably doubled to tripled. And it was just taking over my life.
Smith's addiction to pornography became crippling, leading to a life of promiscuity and depression.
I reached a point where viewing sex online just wasn't enough. I was under the constant reminder that I was a failure. I couldn't be a good Christian. I couldn't say no to this stuff. I hated my life for it. During the 9 months I was at Pure Life, God showed me Jesus again in a way that I hadn't seen Jesus since the time where I first met him. By God's grace, I'm not the same guy I was 5 years ago. There's still trials, there's still temptations, but Jesus is a foundation in my life like he's never been before.
1 John 1 verse 9 says, "If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." Pure Life offers a one-time over-the-phone counseling session, a 12-week-long over-the-phone counseling, or their 9-month-long residential program in Williamstown, Kentucky. For frequently asked questions, check out a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes, on this Thursday, August 13th, in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.